The hardest part had been gathering all of the shells. The empty ice cream bucket she stole from under her mom's kitchen sink could only hold so much. Over and over, she lined up every last shell she had found in a little self-made road she could follow back home. Really, it was the regular road that the construction people made, but the trail of shells still counted as its own. It wasn't for anyone else, just for her brother. He doesn't come home anymore, and she thinks maybe he just forgot his way back. She's making a road back home. Walking back up to her house, she came to the beach across the street where seagulls would drop all their empty mussel shells in piles that clung to the sidewalk. She knelt down to sort through which ones were good and which ones had been stepped on and crushed. When she turned back around to look at her house, the clouds hung so low that if she were to stand on the roof, they would probably be close enough to touch. Everything felt heavy, and the sky seemed heavy too. This would probably be the last trip. The path she made down was already up to the walkway of the house where her brother was staying. Laying down the last of the shells, she thought about how her brother had changed since he left. When she laid down the last mussel shell onto the front stoop, she hoped he would know that it was her who did this. She went home knowing there was nothing else to do but wait. Wait and sleep. As morning came, there was a nervous excitement in the pit of her belly. She raced out to the balcony facing the driveway. As she looked down from the second story, she froze. Every single shell had been crushed.